In 1831, a battalion of British soldiers marched across a suspension bridge near Manchester. Their synchronized footsteps created a rhythm that matched the bridge's natural vibration, setting off a catastrophic resonance that brought the structure crashing down. 20 men were injured. The army responded not with panic, but with investigation, ultimately issuing a simple order: break step when crossing bridges. This moment captures something profound about how we should approach learning design today. We have decades of research showing us what works, yet we keep marching in lockstep with outdated methods, ignoring the evidence that could prevent our own professional collapses. The question isn't whether we have the knowledge to build better learning experiences, it's whether we're willing to use it. After 50 years of research, learning scientists agree on core principles. Real learning emphasizes deep understanding over memorization, teaching strategic problem solving rather than formulas. Effective instruction balances guidance with active participation, like a jazz musician learning through demonstration and improvisation. Quality environments share clear goals, appropriate challenge, and meaningful feedback. New information must connect to existing knowledge, building on mental models. Reflection amplifies learning through deliberate practice. Most importantly, learning must transfer to new situations, understanding concepts deeply enough to apply them across contexts. These principles emerge from multiple traditions. Behaviorism showed how reinforcement changes performance. Cognitive science revealed memory and reasoning mechanics. Constructivism demonstrated how individuals impose meaning based on experience. Neuroscience offers insights, though translating laboratory findings to practice remains challenging. Despite this foundation, many professionals rely on intuition over evidence. Self-proclaimed experts spread unverified information, the Photoshop explanation phenomenon, where anything can be manipulated and trusted by no one. Learning styles theory persists despite zero scientific support. Brain training games promise cognitive enhancement without delivering. Meanwhile, proven approaches like spaced practice and retrieval practice languish in obscurity. We can't design learning itself. That happens inside someone's brain. But we can design experiences that facilitate effective, efficient, and enjoyable learning. Too many workplace solutions suffer from atomistic design, artificially dividing knowledge from skills and failing to support real-world transfer. Teaching sales by separately covering product knowledge, communication, and negotiation without integration is like teaching swimming through land exercises, then throwing someone in the ocean. Designing holistic experiences starts with identifying actual performance problems through observation, not assumptions. Shadow top performers and gather data about common challenges. Focus on authentic tasks mirroring real situations across five dimensions: the task itself, physical context, social context, assessment results, and performance criteria. Medical training with simulated emergencies in mock hospital rooms, complete with team dynamics and time pressures, exemplifies this approach. Three-star learning experiences embody two crucial trinities. First, effective, learners acquire what they need; efficient, minimal time without sacrificing quality; and enjoyable, building accomplishment and confidence. Second, the techniques, tools, and ingredients achieving these outcomes. Balance carefully. Game elements shouldn't distract from objectives, and efficiency shouldn't compromise depth. Despite decades of learning science advances, many practitioners ignore contradictory evidence, revealing a profession struggling with scientific foundations. Learning professionals often lack research literacy and dismiss student research as irrelevant to adult workers. The problem intensifies when stakeholders treat them as service providers rather than strategic partners, forcing intuition over evidence. Evaluating research requires examining methodology. Randomized controlled trials are the gold standard. Larger samples yield more reliable results. Watch for dropout rates and assess data quality through reliability and validity metrics. Gorard's sieve framework systematically evaluates studies across six categories: design, scale, dropout, outcomes, fidelity, and validity. exercise caution with commercially driven research, especially when companies investigate their own products without proper controls or peer review. Ask, who conducted and funded this? How robust was the design? Can you access primary sources? How were outcomes measured? Developing these analytical skills helps distinguish legitimate evidence from marketing disguised as research. The path forward requires embracing evidence-based practice, staying current with peer-reviewed research, participating in methodology-focused development, and building networks with academic researchers. Learning myths persist despite evidence. The most stubborn? Anything with neuro or brain automatically works. While neuroscience informs learning theory, it can't guide specific design decisions. Learning styles remain popular despite debunking. Professionals still pigeonhole people into categories. Cognitive differences exist on continuums, not distinct types. With 71 different learning style models creating over 2 trillion possible combinations, practical application is impossible. Another myth: learner preferences equal effective learning. While learners offer valuable feedback on relevance, their suggestions about how they learn best often contradict evidence. Research shows effective methods benefit all learners regardless of preference. Many believe Google replaces human knowledge, overlooking that we need knowledge to interpret what Google provides. While Google enhances memory for partially recalled information, it's nearly useless for complex, non-recurrent skills and ill-structured problems. Finally, the myth that 21st century skills matter more than domain knowledge. These transferable competencies, like problem solving, supposedly transcend specific domains. However, what we think and how we think is overwhelmingly determined by knowledge in long-term memory. Domain knowledge actually enables all so-called 21st century skills. Worked examples demonstrate both solution and reasoning, showing each problem-solving step. They reduce cognitive load for novices, allowing focus on building problem-solving schemas rather than struggling through trial and error. Spaced learning tackles material in multiple short sessions rather than cramming, strengthening memory through repeated retrieval. Each review session restores retention and makes the forgetting curve progressively less steep. Retrieval practice involves actively recalling information. Unlike passive rereading, it forces learners to pull information from long-term memory, significantly improving retention. Meta-analysis found retrieval practice outperforms all other strategies. Interleaving mixes problem types during practice rather than completing similar problems in sequence. This forces learners to identify which strategy applies and achieve better transfer to novel situations. Double-barreled learning combines words and images to leverage dual cognitive processing systems. Images get coded twice, visually and verbally, while utilizing both working memory channels, creating stronger memory traces. Feedback remains the most powerful learning technique, with an effect size twice the educational average. Effective feedback reduces the gap between current and desired understanding through 3 questions: where am I going, how am I doing, where to next? The Broughton suspension bridge collapsed because engineers didn't understand mechanical resonance. Similarly, learning initiatives fail when practitioners ignore scientific evidence for popular but unproven methods. We must stop relying on personal beliefs over evidence and chasing trends promising revolutionary results. Idle innovation advocates for thoughtful pauses before pursuing novelty, time to evaluate what truly works. Just as engineers study structural principles before innovating, learning designers should understand cognitive science before implementing new approaches. A whole task design approach considers all elements in context: cognitive load, information processing, motivation, and transfer of learning. The path forward requires courage to abandon popular but ineffective methods. Your intuition matters, but is insufficient. Learner preferences don't dictate effectiveness. The latest trend might excite, but excitement doesn't equal learning. When soldiers learned to break step on bridges, they prevented tragedies. When learning professionals break step with unfounded practices, we'll build experiences that actually work.